Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
On today's Fantasy Baseball in 15, we will review some closer developments and a big night for unheralded pitchers.
Like death and taxes, Dodger's been a Dodger.
I have not had three cold brews yet.
It works great in a fantasy league.
I'm just glad I am not at the dentist.
Fantasy Baseball in 15 on The Athletic.
Welcome to Fantasy Baseball in 15, presented by Topps. Check out Topps Project 70, celebrating 70 years of Topps baseball cards. Michael Beller and Al Melchior here with you on Wednesday, August 18th. Al, a ton of standouts on Tuesday, so I'm going to try to get my breath ready and fly through these news and notes. Chris Bassitt struck in the face by a line drive in the second inning against the White Sox. He was carted off the field, conscious the entire time. Seems like the worst was avoided. Still no word on possible fractures. Obviously, everyone hoping for the absolute best in this situation. George Springer and Dylan Carlson both going to the IL. George Springer, no timetable for his return. The guy has been awesome when he's been healthy, but a lot of injuries he's had to deal with in his first season in Toronto. Miles Michaelis will make his first start of the season on Friday against Pittsburgh. Joe Ross done for the year with a partial tear of his UCL, but good news is that he looks like he will not need surgery. Chris Bryant and Eric Haas scratched from their respective lineups on Tuesday. Jordan Alvarez didn't play because of a stomach bug. Trey Mancini also did not play because of a sore calf. Ryan Mountcastle activated from the concussion IL, doubled and walked in the game against Tampa Bay. Boston sent Tanner Houck back to Worcester, and if you listen to this, you should know that this is just a bit for me at this point after the doubleheader with the Yankees. Yu Darvish played catch on Tuesday, so hopefully he's not too far away from getting really going in his return. Mookie Betts resuming baseball activities on Thursday. Mike Trout did warm-ups on the field on Tuesday, first time since July that he has done that, so fingers crossed we get some sort of Mike Trout the rest of the season. Noah Syndergaard threw to live hitters on Tuesday afternoon for the first time since May. Austin Gomber placed on the paternity list. Closer stuff, Al, a two-inning save for Cody Hoyer at Cincinnati. I believe that's his first save since coming over to the Cubs. Paul Sewald back from a paternity list and gets a save against the Rangers. Jake Brents a save against the Astros. Dominic Leone got a save against the Mets, but Jake McGee and Tyler Rogers likely unavailable for the Giants in that one. And the Reds, DFA, Heath Hembree. Do you take anything away from, obviously not the last two, but Hoyer, Sewald, Brents, anything that you look at with those three guys?
Well, I think we get just a slight bit of clarity on the Cubs situation there. They haven't had very many safe situations since the deadline.
12-game losing streaks will do that.
Right. So, if there are more, and you figure there are going to be more situations down the line at some point, that Hoyer at least will be a part of it. I think it's status quo there in Seattle and Kansas City, just confirmation that Sewald and Brents are going to be part of the mix there.
All right, let's talk about all those standouts from Tuesday, Alan. Let's start with Waskari Noah in 5 1/3 innings. Didn't give up any runs, 3 hits, 1 walk, 4 Ks against the Marlins. We talked about him. God, I can't remember if that was a waiver show or a net fantasy baseball in 15, but I asked you if you were interested in him. You said very interested in him. I imagine that this just adds to the fuel to the fire for you.
Yeah, no, this doesn't change anything, obviously, because, you know, sometimes in fantasy we are just greedy by nature. A little disappointed that you had four strikeouts and 5 1/3, but hey, first start back after a long time out with the hand injury. So no reason to complain. Nothing changes here with Ynoa.
All right, Luis Gil, another good start here. Did have to dance around four walks and three hits in 4 1/3 innings, but he danced around them effectively, didn't give up any runs, struck out 4 against a very tough Red Sox lineup, and has given up no runs in 15 2/3 innings. I mean, we know the Yankees have a lot of options now with everyone back, but Gil is really forcing their hand and making them have some sort of role for him, isn't he?
I would think so, and I guess the question is, does it change to a bulk relief role, or do they maybe move Nestor Cortes into that sort of role? I mean, it's hard to say. Probably for Cortes or Gil, one of them loses some sort of place in the pecking order, but yeah, Gil is doing absolutely everything that is possible for him to stay in that rotation, so we just have to stay tuned.
One more pitcher I definitely want to get to is Daniel Lynch. Another strong outing for Lynch. Seems to be putting it together here in the second half of the season. 7 innings, gave up just 1 run on 4 hits and 3 walks. Struck out 5 against the Astros. Over his last 5, Al, 30 2/3 innings pitched, 24 Ks against 11 walks, 3 homers allowed, and a 2.35 ERA. And there has been quite a high degree of difficulty. Those 5 starts coming against the Astros, Yankees, White Sox, Blue Jays, and Tigers. How excited should we be getting about Daniel Lynch right now?
I think pretty excited. And just to put it in one context, I've got Lynch in a daily league. Thought about starting him for this one, thought better of it, wish I had, obviously. But I think that that degree of difficulty is really relevant here because the ERA is obviously impressive, but he's also stranded a lot of runners. And you look at that strikeout ratio, which isn't really all that impressive. And then you look at the teams that he's faced. And I think you have to take that into consideration, too. So when you come out of that 5-start stretch with those numbers, I think you're seeing something legit here with Daniel Lynch.
Eli Morgan with another outing in which he pitched well and maybe most importantly for him, did not allow a home run. That's now 3 straight in this outing against the Twins. Fanned 8 6 innings, no runs, 3 hits, 2 walks. Are you starting to take him more seriously?
I definitely am. The strikeouts have been just a tad down, but certainly they're enough that they can be helpful to you in fantasy. And I think I said this on the Tuesday show that the reason I didn't want to stream Morgan against the Twins was because of the trend of home runs, which, mm-hmm. you know, it had been down in the last 2 or 3 starts, but that just loomed for me. And I think it's sort of like with Tristan McKenzie with the walks now for several starts being much, much lower. I with each start, I'm having a little bit more confidence in Morgan.
Taylor Widener with his second straight good start against a tough lineup. This one was against the Phillies. Gave up just 1 run on 2 hits and 3 walks in 5 innings. Fanned 5 previously. A 5-inning outing where he gave up 2 runs and struck out 7 against the Padres. Any chance he becomes more than a streamer, or does he still live in that stream world for now?
I think down the stretch that there is that possibility. And it's, as you mentioned, 2 good starts in a row, and both with fairly tough matchups. And if you go back a little further than that, some pretty good peripherals for Widener, really going back to July. But just the end result wasn't always what you wanted to see for fantasy purposes. But I'm back in on Widener. I was earlier in the season when he was first up with the Diamondbacks. And at this point, I'm still considering him a streamer. But I'd be happy to stream him off my bench and just have him for the final haul here.
All right, I'm going to group these next couple of guys together because they all pitched well on Tuesday and they all could be following the same sort of track. So Ronaldo Lopez, Tyler Anderson, Drew Rasmussen, and Chris Ellis. Chris Ellis in a bulk relief role after a Drew Rasmussen. All these guys threw the ball well. Al, we already know that some of them are on the stream radar. Do you take anything away from any of these 4 guys? And do they move off the stream radar? Anything like that? We've talked about Tyler Anderson in this context quite a bit, and he came through again against the Rangers. Anything to take away from in a meaningful fantasy context from any of these guys?
I think the one that changes for me a little bit here is Drew Rasmussen, because it's another good start for him. And yeah, it was the Orioles, but he's been good in the starting role. And we just, you know, certainly like to see him get to 5 innings and above with some consistency here. Maybe that will come. So definitely this start puts Rasmussen more on my radar. This was the first appearance for Ellis with the Rays. and a really impressive one. Again, sort of hard to know how much to weight the matchup against the Orioles on this one. Certainly the minor league numbers wouldn't have suggested that he was going to come out of the gate with this kind of performance, but it puts Ellis on my radar just to see what his role is going to be, even just to see how long he's up with the Rays. Anderson, I think we know who he is. We could certainly take advantage of starting him against good matchups in the Rangers, of course, as we mentioned many times. Very good matchup lately. Ronaldo Lopez, what a string of performances from him, but by the same token, you got Carlos Rodon possibly coming back very, very soon. So watch that situation. See if the White Sox go to a six-man rotation or if Lopez goes in a bulk relief role. Either way, he might have some value.
Finally, John Means. We don't really need to talk about him, but just another rough outing against the Rays. He did strike out 7 in 4 innings, but he also gave up 7 runs, 4 of which were earned on 8 hits. So just hasn't been quite the same for John Means in the second half. Nelson Cruz with 2 homers in that game against the Orioles. He is now up to 26 on the season. Evan Longoria goes 3-for-3 with his 10th homer of the season in the Giants' win over the Mets on Tuesday. Al, we know this is a crowded infield, but Evan Longoria, does he need to be added back to teams right now?
I'll just say that I'm not sure. I think if you're in doubt, add him back if you have any room to stash him, because he's obviously a very useful bat if you've got the room for him. But you know, bear in mind now, this was the start against Marcus Stroman. Anytime I see Longoria right now starting against a righty, that you got a very crowded situation there with all those left-handed hitters. So for Longoria to work his way in is good. But Chris Bryant, as you noted earlier, Michael, was scratched from the lineup. So I don't know if Longoria would have started otherwise. So it's another situation to watch. Stash him if you can. And certainly in daily leagues, Longoria is a must start whenever he's in the lineup.
Riley Adams going 3-for-4 with his second homer and third double. This coming against Toronto. He was acquired in the Brad Hand deal, interestingly enough. Does he have a role to play in fantasy leagues down the stretch here, Al?
I think this is just mostly a situation to watch, because right now Adams is getting roughly an equal share of the catching duties in DC, and obviously tons of upside there. A little bit of a slow start, but you know, maybe things turn around after a nice performance here.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep. You heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
All right, let's get on to Wednesday streamers. Just a couple of guys to talk about. Marco Gonzalez gets that dream matchup against Texas. Ranger Suarez gets himself a pretty darn good matchup as well against Arizona. Al, before we started going here, I actually picked up Ranger Suarez for in my daily league. So I am streaming him. Do you like either of these guys better than the other?
I do like Gonzalez better just because you could certainly foresee him going out there and tossing, you know, maybe a complete game, which I think he did the last time out, you know, certainly going six or seven against the Rangers and probably six or seven really good innings. So nothing against Ranger Suarez, but I just think that there's a little bit more predictability in what you can get from Gonzalez. I don't doubt that Suarez is going to have a nice outing against the Diamondbacks. I just don't know if it's maybe going to be limited to like three innings.
Right,
so
right.
I think there's in the range of possibilities there that maybe he goes five, and that would be fantastic, but we'll just have to wait and see. I would probably avoid using Suarez if I do have another alternative today. Again, just because of the innings concern.
Yeah, totally a fair concern for Suarez. So let's wrap things up here with the prospect spotlight. MJ Melendez in the Kansas City pipeline promoted to AAA Omaha last week and has already homered twice in his first five games. This guy basically checked every box and then went back and like bold checked every box at the AA level. 285 with 28 homers at AA Northwest Arkansas before he got the promotion. Let's move over to Texas where Glenn Otto, who was acquired in the Joey Gallo trade, is already making a little bit of an impact on the season. 130 strikeouts against 21 walks in 90 and two-thirds innings. He's got a 3.38 ERA between the AA and AAA levels. How do you look at these two guys, Al?
Well, differently because in terms of redraft versus dynasty, because I think Otto's appeal in dynasty leagues, maybe that's starting to change with something of a breakout season, but also, you know, a little bit old for the levels at 25, but maybe some value down the line here with the Rangers. There certainly, I would think, it'd be an opportunity for him to maybe be a September call-up. He's really pitched very well since coming over to the Rangers organization in that trade with the Yankees. So definitely somebody to look at in deeper leagues as you know, we have call-ups, and again, September, maybe even a little bit before that if a need arises for the Rangers. So a little bit of a shorter-term perspective there on Otto. Melendez, I really highly doubt that we see him this year. He's doing everything possible to get to the majors as soon as possible this year. Just a fantastic season for him. But, you know, there's a guy by the name of Sal Perez that's, you know, pretty okay catcher in Kansas City. So I don't know if that forces maybe a position change for Melendez if he gets traded in the offseason. But somehow, somewhere, he should have an important role in 2022.
Definitely imagine he's going to be a guy who we see in a big way in the 2022 season. Thank you for seeing us in a big way to kick off your Wednesday morning here on Fantasy Baseball in 15. Rate, review, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Al Melchior and I back with you on Thursday.